Super Bowl Sunday on the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition of PPPD edition of this podcast, K-State Podcast, folks. Eddie Greer in Manhattan, Kansas, home of the K-State Wildcats. Manhattan, Kansas, folks, the Little Apple on this Super Bowl Sunday. Of course, on later this afternoon slash evening, it is going to be Super Bowl 56. I almost drew a blank between the Cincinnati Bengals and who are the home team, actually, for this. And the designated home team, of course, the home team, Los Angeles Rams, are the visiting teams. So it's just like last year, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when they were in Tampa for that Super Bowl 55 last year, they were the visiting team, and KC was the quote-unquote home team. So same scenario. Will it be the same scenario tonight? We'll have to find out in what? When this podcast comes out, be maybe four or five-ish hours away from the game. Of course, there's already information out on, not information, it's in, say, a podcast on Wyatt Hubert. Make sure you check that out wherever you get your podcast as well. But yeah, the Bengals, Rams in this game. As much as I want to see the Rams win it to keep the streak alive, I'd like to see the Bengals pull off the upset in this game. Even though I do have a couple of Florida players that I've been following, of course, again, my second favorite college is the Florida Gators. Obviously, I graduated from K-State, why I do this podcast, but I keep my close eyes on the Gators as well. Evan McPherson for the Bengals. And on the other end, Van Jefferson for the Los Angeles Rams. So they meet there again. I look for this to be a good ball game, hopefully. I'm definitely picking the upset in this one. Cincinnati has been on a spectacular special run here. Kind of, they were favored against the Raiders, but they were underdogs against the Tennessee Titans, who they knocked off. Tennessee Titans was the number one seed, and the Kansas City Chiefs, sorry Chiefs fans, they were the number two seed, and the Bengals knocked them both off there, and McPherson beat them in regulation, the Titans did, and then beat the Chiefs in overtime there to seal the deal there, and that would be big. That would be big to see somebody like that, again, somebody from the wild card round, win it. Also, not from the wild card round. I'm trying to think, the Rams. I think the Rams also played a wild card weekend. So we're gonna get a wild card weekend winner out of this matchup. And as much as I want to see the home team win it again, it would be humongous upset to see Cincinnati do what they've been doing and knock off another high seed opponent. We'll see what happens there. K-State related, obviously, more Aoka Lee. If you have not sick and tired of it yet, more Aoka Lee news on the positive side once again. But first off, I know I'm recording this a few hours away from the game. This past week, Aoka Lee did the 15,000 career point mark. Aoka Lee is the 13th K-State player to reach the 15,000 career point mark. Aoka Lee was the fastest Wildcat to reach the milestone in 77 games and is the first player in program history to reach 1,000 mark and the 1,500 point career point mark in the same season as well. That is something else. Aoka Lee continues to be the bright spot for the K-State women as well. A lot more of them. You're going to hear a lot more of them, obviously, throughout the weekend as well. And there's also big news with her as well. She's going to be joining the NIL representation as well. This was tweeted by Next Page Sports as well. Looks like I'm going to read off this tweet as well. Excited to welcome our first female athlete, Ayoka Lee, to the agency for NIL representation. Everything that Ayoka stands for represents the agency for from hard work and dedication to giving back. We've seen that firsthand here in Manhattan. We got you. Let's go build your brand together. Yeah, that's her. Dot, dot, dot. Hashtag next page. Hashtag 61 points right there. So again, all this is bringing fruits of rewards, representation. As Ayoka Lee, obviously she announced she's coming back for her senior season next season already. Still unfinished business for the season, obviously, as Cats trying to get their... The Lady Cats trying to position themselves seating-wise for the Big 12 tournament coming up next month as well. So I wanted to bring that up back up as well. So Next Page Sports having Ayoka Lee, the first female athlete on their squad. How about that? That's awesome. I wanted to recognize that on Super Bowl Sunday, something even more positive here on the campus of K-State. So again, another round of applause. Congratulations goes out to Ayoka Lee. Still unfinished business for the 2021-2022 season. We still have some postseason and possibly a berth in the NCAA tournament. Hopefully, if K-State can, the ladies anyways, can find equal footing, they will be there. So we'll see what happens on that note as well. And then looking forward to watching Super Bowl 56 along with the rest of you guys, along with the rest of the nation tonight as well over there in Los Angeles, California. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it! Where we get your podcast. Folks, again, I'm telling you, you don't know by now, K-State Nation. I know there's the popular K-State podcast, but we're starting to get up there with the rest of the Power Cat K-State podcast around here as well. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Audio Boom, Google, Spotify, and a couple more outlets out there as well. Enjoy the rest of Super Bowl 56 weekend. We'll be back with a brand new daily tomorrow as usual. Eddie Greer, go Cats! This is another edition of Project Podcast.